second scene ever, it's not as a Jesus shoe himself in.
So they said, Uitatul Ahile se uzise a rămitul de sensele, se uzise a natuitoma, depriving of the appetite, so that he won't be, so that he won't be fatal. You see, they are not into man. Mashiach is drinking, he's not into man. So he's in the incense. The lyro, he's not allowed to drink if the effect of drinking would be to take away them. So according to first washing basis, according to first washing basis, there is a distinction between Achille and Sira. So by Achille, they say Sira is mut, but Sira is up. Now it's then the same. In other, the benediction is shaving. You got that it, the holiday of diet, the double is not there. Because over here, the fire from the fire of the hammer is gone, the hammer arouses that fire, rather than taking away that fire. It's because since we say that he's allowed to drink benediction shaving and between the first course and the second course. So then I've got the some male is considered like Shira Acheret. But in a Haname, the Aces is there. The Aces is there. So he would be allowed, he'd be allowed not only to eat a little, but even to drink.
Yes.
No, but here, since he has only one kazait, he only has one kazait of Matzah Mishemeret, so he's allowed to eat Matzah Shema Mishemeret. Otherwise, he won't be able to eat. That's why it's mentioned. Take some of it. In other words, he has a lot of matzah that was baked by Bola, but it's not chometz. It didn't become chometz. We know it didn't become chometz, but it was not mishmeres and shematzah mitzvah. So Mimele, and he has to be kind the mitzvah of derech of matzah with matzah mishmeres. So he fills himself up with the matzah and mishmeres, and then towards the end, he eats that kazayis of matzah mishmeres.
What about the seal before eating matzah?
What is it?
The seal, which is not part of our culture, it's extra seal.
Well, as far as seal is concerned, so the visual shaming is allowed to drink. And the Gemara doesn't discuss that. The Gemara doesn't discuss the union of seal. The Gemara only discusses the union of Achille. Alright. Achitapsa. Machino. Amai Yitzri Achitapsa. See? Why did the Mishnah have to say? Naturally, we let the mission say Lehi, so everybody will understand that it means Atma. So it's not mentioned in connection with Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So how is it that in connection with Atma connection, it emphasizes Atma Shabbos, and it's a beautiful saying that every other Shabbos, every other doctor is not allowed to eat some of the meat. So then we should also say at the so there is nothing saying. He says, when he called him by Shabbos, he comes to Shabbos to stop. That's all. Reva didn't call him, that's the Mechaber of his mind. Think of his thoughts. He says, if I had so that, he didn't know at the time. I didn't know at the time. And he finally gets to say, So in Achnam, here he can't decide Ashitachsha because he cannot eat matzah. He cannot be entirely eat of matzah, kedem, to the cult. To every Shabbat, so there is a lot of faith. So maybe you can be into the mitzvah of the Shabbat, even before it's not. If after what I mean, okay. You are mitabu Shabbos, you mitabu days of Shabbos, so then you can eat the Sunday Shabbos, and you can mitabu the mitzvah of the Shabbos. Mashiachim, Dabi Pesach, so Dabi Pesach there is also Pesach. Insofar as this is Hayim is concerned. So if one will be made since Mechel or Achim is just a Pesach, so then you'll be also be more. But as far as the mitzvah of Matzah, Moreh, Pesach, so there is a special dress apostle.
בעבודי אמר יוכל שבדלי, תעבודי מה תעבודי. בעבודי הוא אמר כי הרבי שואל של איש, בעצו מור מנוכל פנחו, שזה פנים, זה פיבן, זה פיבן במיצוי הפסיקו איתי את מצרים, cannot be fulfilled before Israel. And how do we know? Because we learn how he shows you his matzah more than nothing for that. And how do we know that matzah, the mitzvah of matzah, more than Pesach, cannot be fulfilled before Israel? After all, the mitzvah of Pesach is Shabbat. So the mitzvah of Pesach is Shabbat. Because both was a Pesach, but Allah is it. So all the mitzvah of Pesach night, Pesach, Matzah, Moher, and Agudah, so cannot be fulfilled through Pesach Shabbat. But if it is the Shabbat, the Mitzvah Torah of Shabbat Shemek, then that can be fulfilled in the Torah. So when the Moher, when the Christ mentioned the Isha, a contrabude of Nadi Ilim, to Abba Shabbat Yom Tehri, it doesn't say after the Shabbat. Until the Tosei, the Alokhi, the Tata, the Tata, until the Grisha Shabbos is hard, which is a Yehid is hard. So if he was in Tata, after the Tata Minche, so he's allowed to be, but he can be said, he cannot be found in Mitzvah Matzeh before the Tvairo, so the Mishnah, the Tata, the Tata. Abos in the Shabbos, the Tata, more to open the day. The Romans, the Tata, the Tata, the followers of Shabbos, the Tata, the Tata, the Tata, the Tata, the Tata, so that we're in the Kiddush Shalom Machin Sefer. So it's an idea that not only can we say Kiddush before the Shalom, through Kabbalah Shabbos, because he's making the Shalom Kiddush, but it can even be able to say the Shalom, the Shalom Shabbos. The Shalom Shabbos. The Shalom Shabbos, 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 the Shalom Shabbos. So then the question arises, if there is a distinction between the Erev Pesach and the Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos is a point of view, if there is a distinction between some of the people, so, but he doesn't have to wait till his Tesha. But she ain't in Erev Pesach, he has waited till his Tesha. So when the Gemara and the Kasha, why do the Mishnah have to mention this Alokhe? In connection with our Tzohim, let the Mishnah mention the same Aloche in connection with it. Every Erev Shabbat, so what question of our Tzohim is going to be started here? So why couldn't we say the Mishnah why the Mishnah mention connection with our Tzohim is to emphasize that by Erev Pesach is not allowed until Persha, as in Erev Shabbat, until it becomes Shabbat, even before it's that Shabbat. So why don't we say that? So we must push the other side of the world, and we start to ask that. If we are a student, we don't need to be there, we don't have to be there for the Bible. So then we learn to know that Pesach and the same thing with Matz and Moreh and everything cannot be eaten before us. Go out and go out and get on the case. We have to do the case. But if we didn't have to be there, we didn't have to be there. How can you support this for us? No, we have to be there to talk. And the game is there for the game. So, I was what the game is in the whole big game, Kishoko. The thing is Yerushalm, the rich spirit, Tony Rav Shabbos Rami Yochon Mayo, the deeper group in Atika. So, Rav Yehuda says that we can say that every Rav Shabbos, so he's not allowed to leave Atika. But, so the question is, what we know that is, this power of Yerushal Shabbos, Rav Shabbos, and the Kiddush Alei, Mibayyei. So then we'll have to say, he says Kiddush Mibayyei, but then until he eats the Sudeh, he has to wait. Before he eats the Sudeh, he has to wait. But then, so why does the Mishnah emphasize that Yach Tasha, Rigabi Pesach, and not Rigabi, Erev Shabbos? The answer is, because one could argue that drafted by Pesach, he should be able to eat Mibayyei. Because Pesach is also to have the same thing like Shlomo. Like Shlomo. Pesach is Shlomo. But it's Pesach. But it's, so it should have the same thing like Shlomo and Shlomo. So it can be Nechat in the same day of the Chavet. So maybe Pesach holds. means there's a wholesome. So what, how could I have something I took? But the Torah says, Vokhlus Abosav Alayla Azesa, how could there be something I took? Vokhlus Abosav Alayla Azesa, how could I have something I took even for one moment? That we can read the Pesach, even out of Pesach. There are answers in the Bible. Because from Pesach, I could argue that from Pesach has both a lot. First of all, because the Dima of Pesach. So the Jada Dima of Pesach, it is Nechal, only a Kai, Vokhlus Abosav Alayla Azesa. But then, Pesach is in Gora Mishon Kotchi, like Shlom. So, and there is a Mitzvah of Achilas Kotchi, of Achilas Shlom, the Ochlu is a Shakupa Kohel. So, the Mele, Mitzad, so too, from the point of view of Mitzvah of Pesach, he cannot really count the Mitzvah, Erev Pesach. But from the point of view of Achilas Shlom, the Ochlu is a Shakupa Ben, maybe he can eat of the Kohel Pesach in Erev Pesach. So on the contrary, I could say, Erev Shabbos not, but Erev Pesach yes, because Pesach also has the din of kochi from the Ochlus Hashekum Aveir. So Gomashnu or not, that's a afkoye, Vochlus Abos Abalayla Azeh, so it's a afkoye of any other kima mitzvah. In Pesach, so the only kima mitzvah that can take place is the mitzvah of Vochlus Abos Abalayla, not of Ochlus Hashekum Aveir. If there hadn't been any special halachas of Tom Pesach, or not, so then it would be subject to the Din of Kotchim of Shlomi. But since there is a special halacha of Rochot Avot Avot Azeh, so that negates any other mitzvah, any other mitzvah of Achim. Any other mitzvah.
What would he do with what the appeal says about the Mormon Rochot? The Mishnah already is the best man calling the Lazi. How does this Mishnah already?
What?
What
did
you do with
the before was? Oh, so I would say that there the Mishnah discusses the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach as such. So that's only Lila. But it's also Kochim, Shlomi, Mitzav Mitzvah of Ochot HaShakupa Be'er. Let him eat the Kom Pesach, Erev Pesach. So Tomas will know that the mitzvah of Ochlus Abos Avalayla Azeh negates the mitzvah of the Ochlus Hashekum Aveir. Yes?
According to Rabbeinu Yehuda, you can't even make
kiddush,
and you can't even have tzad 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 tzad
tzad tzad tzad tzad tzad tzad tzad tzad tzad tzad tzad tzad tzad tzad tzad tzad tzad tzad tzad tzad tzad tzad tzad tzad How could I talk? They say the son of Yeshiva is saying, they were a malhos, they were a table. So that means, what do you mean? They were a malhos. He says he doesn't need the mitzvah. He doesn't care. He doesn't have the chair and what to mean. He doesn't have the chair and what to say. But he means he has, even if he has. So it's not expressive of chayot. It's not expressive of chayot. So, because it's so inconsistent with his way of living. So the Meila, even when he has a kilo and he lives on it, so it's still not expressive of famous. I could say that. So for now, I don't know. The Yeshmi Poshi, the Aluukoi, Achitecha, the Akiloni Shem Yisrael, Perush, Akiloni, Shem Yochol Kami Yomi, Lo Yechal Achitecha. Achitecha. In other words, but I could say, since he's so hungry, so even if he eats, let's say someone who is not hungry, so if he eats Erev Pesach, it will take away his appetite. Masha'inke, and only who is hungry, so even if he eats Erev Pesach, but he's so hungry, so he has such an appetite, that his appetite will not be diminished in any way by eating Erev Pesach. So the Masha wants the treatment of Yomi, so he's not allowed to negate it. Well, you can select,
So there are two pshat. I mentioned it, we mentioned last time. One pshat means we use this way, that the parents will use this way. Not they will use this way, but will use this way. And it has reference to the garbage bucket, and another pshat means we can hear us, they will use this way, and it has reference to the owner. So what it means that the owner should not deprive himself of other things of that. That means even, so according to that pshat, so it's told out in the Mishnah that the non who doesn't have any money to buy wine is mechuyev to sustain the hardship and to sell his garment, his coat, and buy wine. Alright, in the first of the Kirish Hashbam, Tabetz Gok, the Goraz, learning this is not very well in the Sioux, but without the money. The Chemira, the Tony, the Lord Yifrei, Moshe Yochan, so if it had reference to the Oni, so then, if it had reference to the Oni, so then we should be there as very well. So it's the same subject. The same subject as in the Rishi is the same. But, and then we should say Rosh Yochit. Rosh Yochit, because the Oni is one. Machen came, if it has reference to the Gaba, it's okay. So it's not just one. So it's used Rosh Yochit. So it's used Loshin Rabbi, Zdoko Niblis Vishnayim, Umishalkes Vishorish. So, in other words, so it's Loshin Rabbi, so that's why it says it was good. What is this one? Like the name of the Yitzchak to add our case for it. The game, however, in other words, in other cases, should not deprive himself of our cases. So then it should be used Alba cases, we first say Alba cases, not May Alba cases. Din King Alba Mishna Alba cases, Loi, God come on Natamche. So what does it mean? In Natamche, Loyina Melikaye, Kilikaye Alba cases. The Alba cases, there's Rasbam, Kenege, Davo, Vishemi, Bure, Vishemi, Yerushalayim. Alright, we need to say Alba cases. Now, I think that the Lord,
the Ritva mentions the name, not the Rosh. The Ritva mentions the name of Rabbi Bichil Paris. So he says, Lo Yifres Lo Yaoni Koy. Rorakoma, im Eile aber muss nicht die Züge ist, jibkeren wie ich auch mehr im Arbeit Cases, die apokische Historiker erkennen, wie man kann. So das geschieht ja praktisch in Paris, that it is reference to the Oni, and then the Kol Gris, ja, zu dem Mischten ist dann gedacht, that what an Oni is mechuyek to sell his Xus, in order to become the Mitzvah of Abba Cases. But even according to the other Mishnah, the Rashbam, the Mitzvah, it's still Mucha, because if he hadn't been Mechuyek to do it, so then come the Zdokie, the Gabishol Zdokie, he would have to give it to him. Because the Gabishol Zdokie is not Mechuyek to accommodate him. The Amim with Mitzvahs, only to accommodate them with Kirlim. So why is he Mechuyek to accommodate him with the Abba Cases? The answer is, if he wouldn't accommodate him, so the Oni would have to sell his garment. So in many ways, so it's a Fugamatata normally, so it accommodates him with the Abba Cases. That's from the Hill of Parishma. Alright. So Yibhus Olayim Abba Cases. With the Haloshim Mashma Tzaz, she makes the Ribbon of the Rebese, Kim Yafsi, and who makes the school of Mishalot, Usmore. Now the Stasis here discusses the question as to whether, this is a very basic question, whether by Abba Cases, so it's incumbent upon every each and every one to drink Abba Cases, or it is just like Kiddush. So not everyone has to drink. The Balabais makes Kiddush and then he drinks. And all the other Nibais are eating by hearing the Kiddush. So also Abba Cases is the same thing. Or Abba Cases, there is a mitzvah that everyone has to drink. You cannot be made. You can only be made with the Kiddush, with the Broche, but he cannot be made with drinking. By Abba Cases, perhaps by Abba Cases, there is a chiyuv incumbent upon everyone to drink four cases. So that's the shayla of the case of this passage. With the Halosh Mashmer Tzah, she makes the Ribbono of the Beitzim, Kim Me'atzi, Vihu Meitzi Eskul Omishalei, Musvorel, the Maishna Abba Cases, Vihu Meitzi Eskul Omishalei, Sheachot Meitzi Eskul Omishalei, Sheachot Meitzi Eskul Omishalei. So in other words, so why should it be different than Kol HaShana? But it is different than Kol HaShana. Let's say Kol HaShana, so you can make Kiddush on wine and you can make Kiddush on Pas. But Pesach night, even if we assume that it's not incumbent upon everyone to drink, the Malabais can drink, we can say Kiddush and we can drink, and nobody else is mechuyev to drink. So, but he can, that is certainly true. The Pesach night, you have to make Kiddush only on wine. You cannot make Kiddush on Pas. Alright. But, the Maishnim Abba Kesim Kiddush Vashonu Shai Abba Mitzes Kuh, Umi Udam Bi Kiddush, Shem Mohodi Lechol Echot Kiddush. Ki Nimash Kolek Amod, Gabi Chazi El Ahu Usobe Di Kochi Gishos, Alo Bifere Kol Ma'arvin, Gabi Zman Mash Naksa Shol Yoyo Lechol Echot Kiddush. Vei, Yom Abidmor, Hish Komiye, Ribbono Kuh Kuzbeise, Yot, ויהודי שעושה רובי דקס. Now, I have to turn to the Gemara that Kuf Ches. Now, the first line, Kuf Ches on the base. Omar Rav Yudah Omar Shmuel. Arba cases הלולו צורך שיהי בהם כדי מזיג אז קייס יוט. שוסון חי יוט. יוט, in other words, so he has to dilute the wine. How is it to be diluted? What's the ratio? So in other words, so it has to be 3 parts. 3 parts of water and 1 part of wine. In other words, if the wine is very, very strong, the way the wine was made is man chazal. So it's chadal klat. So it has to be diluted chadal klat. But today's wine does not have to be diluted chadal klat, because it's already diluted. The natural wine is not as strong, is not half as strong as the wine is man chazal. So the aloch here, in other cases, has to be diluted. In order to be shiari, shots on high, suppose he drinks the other cases undiluted, so he still eats. Shots on basachas, yot, why don't you shots on basachas? In other words, he didn't say it as in our pockets. Not the way he's supposed to. First to say, to say Kiddush over one course, and then to say the Hakadosh over the second course, and then to say the Brachas Hamazon over the third course, and then to say the Hallel over the fourth course. But he just drank one cup, and then immediately drank another cup, the third cup, and the fourth. That's Shoson Basach. So Shoson Chai Yotzon, and your Shoson Basach has also Yotzon. Hish Komehen Ribonov with me base Yotzon. Hish Komehen Ribonov with me base Yotzon. Shoson Chai Yotzon. Omarove Yidiyayin Yotzon. Yidicheos Lo Yotzon. So that's the deal set that we have. How does the Rashbam explain it? Rashbam Tesis. So Yidiyayin now Tesis says Yidiyayin Yotzo. Shosan Chai Yotzo. Yidiyayin Yotzo means Yidisim Chasyon. Without the diet, Yidiyayin Yotzo. And Yidiyayin so Yidiyayin Yotzo, Yidichirus Lo Yotzo. So I mean the first memory, Yidiyayin Yotzo, Shosan Chai Yotzo, Yidiyayin Yotzo, Yidichirus Lo Yotzo. Now the Tesis has reference to the second D. Now, so here it means Yidiyayin Yotzo according to the Rashbam, and according to Rashi, according to Rashbam, according to Tesis, Yidiyayin Yotzo, Shosan Chai Yotzo, Tesis. So it means, so the first expression Yidiyayin Yotzo means that he was behind the midst of our cases. And what does it mean? In the other case of Yotzo, so it says that he's a mitzvah shleim. So in other words, he's not yidachiros Yotzo, yidiyayin Yotzo, yidachiros Yotzo. So Rashi says yidiyayin Yotzo sheshos adalat cases yidachiros Yotzo kalei marim to mitzvah shleim. So the first yidiyayin Yotzo has the meaning that he was behind the mitzvah of other cases, but it's not a mitzvah namuf. Then, Shosom Basachas, not al fila avoches. So Ravoma, Nageres Ravoma. So Yidiyayin Yotzo, again we say, Yidiyayin Yotzo, Yidiyayin Yotzo, Yidiyayin Yotzo. So here, Yidiyayin Yotzo means not like the first Yidiyayin Yotzo. The first Yidiyayin Yotzo, Shosom Chai means that he was becoming his of obligations. The second expression, Yidiyayin Yotzo, means he was becoming Tzimras Yonti. Yidiyayin Yotzo from Yotzo means he was not becoming obligations. So in other words, so it's a little strange according to our Gerson. The same expression, so in the first memre, it has the meaning that he was becoming Shosom Chai, Yidiyayin Yotzo, means he was becoming the mitzvah of obligations completely. Except it's not mitzvah namuf. But the second expression, Yidiyayin Yotzo, means he was Mikhail Tzimras Yomtev. But Mitzvah Al Kain says, he was not Mikhail. He was not Mikhail. Now, Hishtomeh, Ribbono Gud Nevesi Yotzo, Omer Rav Nachman, Bar Yitzro, V'Yihu, V'Ashte, V'Hu V'Mikas. V'Yihu V'Ashte V'Mikas. So in the shading, there are two pshot. What does it mean? V'Yihu V'Ashte V'Hu V'Mikas. Does it mean V'Hu V'Ashte V'Hu V'Mikas? That the Baba Bais drank V'Hu V'Mikas. Oh, the pshat what Ashtar Ubedikase is, that each one of the great bodies read, drank Ubedikase. So there are two pshat in the Mishnah. Alright, now, this is the Girsa that we have, and according to the pshat of Rashi and the Rashbam and Tesis. So, Shosom Chai, so Yotzo, Yidiyayin Yotzo, means that he was becoming mitzvah of Abba Tesis, and Yidiyayin Yotzo means he's not a mitzvah movement, that Shosom Chai, and the Lutin. Shoton Basachas, so then Yidiyayin means just in Kasyontev, and the Abgeis of Yotzo, he was not Mikhaim at all, because it wasn't Al-Sin Abohas. The Rif and the Rambah have another gears. So they have the gears say, Shoson Chai Yotzo, Shoson Chai Yotzo, so Omarov, Yidei Abgeis of Yotzo, Yidei Cheirus of Yotzo, not Yidiyayin Yotzo, but Omarove Yide Abekeses Yot, Yide Chirus Yot, Shoson Basachas, Shoson Basachas, so just the reverse. So Yide Chirus Yotzo, Yide Abekeses Yot, Shoson Chai, so Yide Abekeses Yotzo, Yide Chirus Lo Yot, and Shoson,
Shoson Vasachas, so Yidei Chayus Yotso, Yidei Abba Kesis, Loyos. That we hear yourself the belief and the Rambam. So my father and my uncle said the same thing. So they both say the same thing, that according to the belief and the Rambam, so there are two mitzvahs. There are two mitzvahs at Pesach night. One mitzvah is to, one chiyuv is to set up four kishos of bracha. What are the four kishos of bracha? Kishos kibush, kishos agodeh. That's the case on which you recite. Asher belonu v'gol asar v'seyu. V'gol la'al ha'chel 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 ha'chel. The kishos agodeh is the same kore. And then kishos v'chel ha'chel. And kishos ha'chel. So kishos kibush, so you have every Friday night you have a kishos kibush. But every Friday night you can make kiddush and pass also. But Hashem can face at night, you cannot make Kiddush and pass. You must make Kiddush, Dachke and Kos Yad, and Kos. So that's then there is a special Kos of Kishel Agodet. No other night you have it. And then Birkes HaMozein, so you could have Birkes HaMozein, a Kishel Birkes HaMozein every day. But face at night, it's imperative. I mean, it's obligatory. And even if you don't have a Mizumet, so you are mechuyev to recite the Birkes HaMozein al hakos. And then there is a special chiyuv Pesach night to set up a course on the Hallel of Guru. So it's four cases of work. That's one thing. Then insofar as the chiyuv of four cases of work are concerned, So there is no mitzvah of shiur as such. Only time, like every kishon bracha, like kiddush hagodeh, kiseres and kisnisui. So there is only a lot of time. That's all. No mitzvah of shiur as such. But then there is another mitzvah. The Rambam says to express chayus. So in other words, so you have to drink wine. How much wine? Four cases of wine. So that's the chiyuv. That's the kiyum. That's the aspect of chayus. Of expressing chayus by drinking wine. So in the way the Rambam is in his mouth. Shoson chai, that means undiluted. So insofar as kishon bracha is concerned, let's say kiddush avdoleh, in pirkaseres and beres nisuin. So there is no halacha that you cannot say have a kishon bracha if it's not diluted. There is a mitzvah in amufka in every kishon bracha to be made. But that's only a hidden mitzvah. There is no mass in diluting a kishon bracha. Mashein kein regarding the mitzvah of chayus. So what does chayus mean? In other words, to act out chayus, like to deport yourself like in a chayim. So even chayim drinks a shiarevo, diluted wine, not undiluted wine. So the mele here, if it shows on high undiluted, it's not a shiarevo. It's not their chayus. So mele is not becoming the mitzvah of chayus, of pesuvenise, of expressing chayus. So the mele, yidei so shoson chay yotzo omagove, yidei avakeisis yotzo. The aspects of setting up four cases of broche. So even if it's undiluted, it's entire. Just like every case of broche, if it's undiluted, so it's a good case of broche. But yidei chayus loyot. The mitzvah of chayus has to be siarevo. If it's undiluted, then it's siarevo. Shosom basachas, so it's just the reverse. Shosom basachas means he just took one cup of wine, drank. Then he filled up another cup, drank. The third cup, drank. The fourth cup, and drank. So as far as expressing chayus is concerned, so without saying any broches, so he has mikayem that mitzvah. So with the chayus, yotzo. But in the other cases, lo yotzo. That's the shita of the Rishon Rambam. So according to the Rishon Rambam, so there are two mitzvahs. Now, according to the Rashbam and Rashi, they say the first Iliyan Yotso. The first Iliyan Yotso means Abayitzes Yosmikar. And the Chayus Yotso means what? It's not a mitzvah namufka. It's not a mitzvah namufka. So then they say, so in other words, he was mikayim the mitzvah.
He was the kind of mitzvah of Arba Kenzes. He was the kind of mitzvah of Arba Kenzes, Shosachai. But what, and according to Rashi and Rashbam, it's Mashma, there is only one Chil. There is a while according to the, whereas according to the Rif and the Rambam, there are two mitzvahs Chil Yuvios. One mitzvah Chil Yuvios is setting up for Kesha Broch, and another mitzvah Chil Yuvios is drinking wine in the Recheus. So according to the Rashbam and the Rashi, there is only one mitzvah Chil Yuvios. And that is to set up for Kesha Broch. There is no mitzvah Chil Yuvios of expressing Chilus, of symbolizing Chilus. But a mitzvah Chil Yuvios there is. This is the pshat according to Rashi and Rashbam. So, Shoson Chayotso, Omar Rovei, Yayin Yotso, it means Abba Kesef, he was the kind. He was in Yetzir. He fulfilled the mitzvah Chil Yuvios of setting up for Kesef Shoboche. But he lacks the mitzvah Chil Yuvios. He the Chilus of Yotso. He lacks the mitzvah Chil Yuvios of symbolizing Chilus, of acting out Chilus. So that mitzvah Chil Yuvios he lacks. Shoson Vasachas. So, Yibiyayin Yotso, what it means in Chasyon, it has nothing to do with Abba Kesef. Yibiyayin Abba Kesef, no Yotso. He's not Yetzi, I got this. Because it's Basaka, because according to Rashi and the Rashbam, the only Chiyuv is a Chiyuv of setting up for the Yisrael Broche. So if you recite a certain Broche, you recite the Kiddush on one course, you recite the Haggadah on the other course, you recite the Ksamos on the third course, you recite the Halador on the fourth course, so then you are becoming the mitzvah for Yubis. But if you just drink one cup after the other, so what kind of Kesha Broche do you have? You don't have. So what will you become? Nothing except Simchas Yomtov. That's something else. Alright. Now, let's turn to the table of Tosafos. Yom HaVidmore. So at first Tosafos says that it's mashma from the Lashon of the Mishneh that by Abkeses Pesach night there is no chiyum to drink, that every member of the Bayi should drink. But the chiyum is only the Balabai's links. Why the Balabai? So in other words, so according to this alternative in Tosafos, there is no mitzvah chiyum that of drinking Arba Kesef Pesach night. There is only a mitzvah chiyum of setting up for Kesha Broche. So we can apply the halacha of Shemei Akeid, just like Kiddush, every Friday night. So the Rabbi says Kiddush, and he's staying from the court. The Lord would move. And then everybody else is it, said to Shemei Akeid. So Pesach night too. So the Rabbi or anybody else, he recites the Kiddush on the first course, and everybody is Yetzir. And who has to drink? Only one has to drink. And even that one has to drink with Tirashtime of Kesha Broche, not with Tirashtime of Arba Kesef. So he says, Vei Yom HaMikmor Ishkim and Yom HaMikmor Vihu Dishosa Rubrikas. So how does Tosafos explain? Vihu Dishosa Rubrikas. What does it mean? Who was Shesha Rubrikas? Who was Shesha Rubrikas? The Balabais was Shesha Rubrikas. And then everybody else didn't drink anything. So he said, Mashman Hem Yotze Bishmit, Dobinion Rubrikas. Now what is Rubrikas? Rubrikas, so according to Tosafos means, according to Tosafos, that Rubrikas, Rubrikas, Heimekin Melubma, the Parish Torir, Umil Hatchil Tzofis and Rebbe, to Kretzom Adveis. So Tosafos explains, Kretzom Adveis, that Rubrikas means of Adveis. And that's the Melubma, the mouthful of another baby. Now this is the Shio Time in every Kesha Broche. Kesha Broche, you have to be telling how much is Time. If you fill up a mouthful, one side, one cheek, not both cheeks. So that's Melubma. So in other words, so the Rubrikase is required, apparently, Bitera Stime of Kesha Broche, but not Bitera Stime of Arba Kesef. Because so far Tosafos assumes that there is no mitzvah of sin. There is only a mitzvah, a chiyuv of setting up kesher. Mashma it was mishmir of the Rubrikas, veidi mashma, lechatchil legiyu mash tesu, miyu yeshu itchis, bishayesh lehem kesher atzmos. So in other words, we can identify. We can say that actually Pesach night, so there is a chiyuv of drink. Of drink. So then you ask, but how can the Gemara say? So it is reference Vishayeshlem case leatzmo, and everyone drinks it with the Shas. Everyone drinks it with the Shas. So so that's the first thing he says, that there is no proof of drinking applications for everyone. But then he says, it's much more from the Gemara, she's only collected applications. Victor Hako Hayon Bamke, the Hodoshin Bakhneke, or a Jude Matheil, a delicate maybe like, Masha Kalikamato, so it's not the case. The Yeshu is the case. The Hayon is the Shmei Abdul Kasabakins from whom he was. So this is very Sophie. Whether there is a chiyuv of drinking our cases in common to the or not. The middle half will have to have a case for collect. The master of the Jewish religion is a problem because it's not a dummy for. So in other words, so even though Tesis is a Sophie, but Tesis is machia, tends to be machia al chum, that everyone has to be. Everyone has to be. But Tesis, the Rashbam, the Shita of the Rashbam, the Shita of the Rashbam and Rashi appears to be that there is no chiyuv of drinking. There is only a chiyuv of setting up for kiddush of vor, for kiddush of vor. Now, in that Gemara, who the Ashke, who the Bikasi. So Teitz says that Dr. Press says it means no lupa. But the Rambam says that it means of course. And the Rambam goes one step further. He says, suppose you have a gigantic course. You have a course that holds, that has the shield of 10 reveals. So according to Ramban, the Latin time mitzvah, unless you drink rob of that course,
So the Ramban Shita is like the vision of the Ramban, that there are two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is of setting up four cases of Roch, the Kish of Tivish, the Kish of Agodah, the Kish of Samoz, and the Kish of Hav. And then another mitzvah of drink. So insofar as the mitzvah Chiyuvis of setting up the Kish of Ochi is concerned, so in the Hanabe, the Ramban will agree, what is the Shio of drinking there? Shio Time. What is the Shio Time? Shio Time is Lalupo. But there is another mitzvah Chiyuvis of drinking wine. So there you have to drink four cases. But if you drink Rubovich first, so then we apply the principle of Rubikure. But if you drink less than Rub, so you're not becoming the mitzvah of drinking. But the mitzvah of setting up the case of Rub, you wouldn't be becoming the contrabat by drinking Rubovich. Now the Shulchan Aruch mentions both layers. So how could a vehicle say the name of the Rabbi? Michal with Lydia Verso. The time. Loikoras. Kiddy time. Loikoras. The time. Loikoras the time. There will be price with Lydia. That's so. There was a girl said the time, not kiddy time. So he says we are not girls the time. Why? Because if we are girls the time, then it would mean that the price mentions that. But the price doesn't even discuss, doesn't spell out that stuff. So the price will dream up something that says, I have a kid in time. And we'll keep the time for us. Or might say, Keich and dream up something that is Shabbos, for a kid may be dream up something that says, or may have been a hero in there, because the time, the day, the come, or a beauty in a city, by now, if you were a Pesach, they must heal, they must. So that means it's made it, they must. So it's still says in Mafsik. So in Mafsik, the Rav Shabbos shown that he's a full hustle, so it's really the reference to Rav Shabbos. Because according to Rav Shabbos, it's with a hustle, we have killed. Oy, dear, the Omer and Kamo, we have Bura Shem Yisrael, the Kiddush, because Tom and Tuf, Rav Yisrael, the Yosef Stonik, the Kiddush, Ben Shabbos, Ben. Now Mafsik, you're in Shabbos, you're going to be Rav Yisrael, saying you're in Mafsik. So what does it mean, Mafsik Yom Shabbos, says the Rabbi Yisrael, it means yesterday to the Shul? Kibbu Chavisom?
what is it in Akira Shukon, by symbolic Begasamos, did it finally come, reshaping in the role of Begasamos, and we are killing our kids, they were living in the Sudan, and then it's Kineshayim. So it says, reaching in the role of Begasamos, that's one guess. And shaving is in the role of Kineshayim. The other verse is just the reverse. Reaching in the role of Kineshayim, and the shame is with us. But Tesis here mentions the year say, of reaching in the role of Ibnechabura and Law, Misun Vigay, and then it's Kineshayim. So reaching in the role of Kineshayim, the Gil is Al-Kashu of Kineshayim, so when it says it's from Kineshayim, that first they have to be Misalishu, he don't have to go, he's the Kosovo, call the Solo, he will review that question. He's roaring, he's asking, come on, reaching in the role of Kineshayim, reaching in the role of Kineshayim, for your age, so first Kineshayim and then Kineshayim. So age is a why? Why do they say Kishayim first? So Eichel Hashukom of the Kiddush, Kedeva Haps, Elosh HaKiddush, Eise, Kedeva, why is she also Mishkis Kish of Eich Samos and Kodim? Because how can he be involved with Samos? He has to be in the course, and if he didn't play Kiddush, he's not only out to be in the course. So because of that, he has to decide the Kiddush and the course first. Makor, Akir Hashukom, he didn't Kiddush with Samos. וכל הפיר סמאפו מכאן, שפיר סמאפו מכאן השוק, אבל רבי רבי יסיין מראי מפסיק so that in the deep neck, even by our pincer so where we say masculine, but if they did start so we don't have to interrupt so he מפסיק, so what should happen? ודאי בירקו עשו ומבוא הביר כסמות ובוא הביר כסמות והכי מכאן ולמוך הבריס אל כמה die Buchabreise kam am Aschmann und Zorich war Assi Sudeh Lishim Schachs. Die Zorich maul und Hamti Yafzik Liyaf. So Tetzis ist die Dalit von der Is. Die says Eimapsi. So what does it mean? Eimapsi. What does it mean Eimapsi? Eimapsi means that, so it's a Raya, that he doesn't have to eat another Sudeh. Because if he is supposed to eat another Sudeh Lishim Schachs, so why does Rabbi Yitzchak say Mapsikin? What do we gain by Mapsikin? You'll have to eat another Sudeh later on anyway, so let him be involved with the Tamosim and then eat the other Sudeh. So what is he gain? The answer is, he does not have to eat another Sudeh. He'll be kind the mitzvah of Sudeh Shabbos by the Sudeh he ate with the Yerim and which continued into Shabbos. So with that today, he'll also be mekayim with mitzvah shel Shabbos. We give a kashrut to the Rambam, but mekayim with the right to come. The kama mashal mitzvah as for shel Shabbos. The tzorich ma'ol hamti yasidina. So I'm going to say this mekayim that he doesn't have to eat another sudeh. We shame shel Shabbos. The same sudeh that he started Friday afternoon, once it's kiddush hayom, becomes converted into shel Shabbos without any extra kavanah. And without any akiras ashocha, it becomes converted into the shocha. Vim tema, meir yasu kiddush, the loy sude, our kiddush alom yakiddush. So the kasha is, monesh, if he doesn't eat after that, so how can he make, so he's given the whole sude, he's given the sude, and he's given the samos, and he makes kiddush, what they give the shalom of the Sudeh. So this one may be feeds immediately after the Kiddush and sleep of the Sudeh. But here the Sudeh, he doesn't have to eat the Sudeh again. So he was mekayim to the Shabbos with the original Sudeh that he started with the Yeh. So he makes a Kiddush after the Sudeh. So it's not Kiddush of the Sudeh. And Yeh Shoyima, the Choshev Kiddush, the Mokim Sudeh, Kiddush and Yad Achara Sudeh, is a Kiddush. Ve'itzei sudeh oyler le'in sudeh Shabbos. So in other words, so Tesis, we see from Tesis, that in order that the sudeh should have a shem sudeh Shabbos, it's not necessary that he should have kavanah, that he should wash the shem sudeh Shabbos. Even if he washed on Friday afternoon, the shem sudeh Shabbos. But then, he continues to eat after his Shagrin, so Mimele he becomes a Sefer Shabbos. And if he becomes a Sefer Shabbos, so Mimele is Mikayim the Mitzvah of a Kosla Shabbos Heine. A Kosla Shabbos Heine. So his kid is walking through it. So his kid is walking through it. By virtue of the fact that the Kiddush followed immediately after the Sefer. So it doesn't make any difference. So it can be a Kiddush Mokum Sudeh in the case where the Sudeh follows immediately the Kiddush. And it can be a Kiddush Mokum Sudeh where the Kiddush follows immediately upon the Sudeh. The new question, the Rabbi see if you ask in our case, Kiddush on the Kacho or Chabit Tamar, or you ask in Surahka. The Israelim are, you ask in our case, you want to say your name. Last is Kiddush. So you can see that you last. Kedis, for example, was in Tchilo. Yachov ke ishov kin zvi rokit. Yachov ke ishov ishov ima nishtana. Yachov more yavau ke ishov ibi yahar. Ein mafsik. So be in Tchilo be heterai. Be in Tchilo be isaya. So be in Tchilo be isaya mafsik. Ura bila name, be mafsiki. Ani kishov kin shayei. Kin muhabu, be maiz. Ikan ikan sahaja, ikan sahaja ni, abu ikan sahaja ni. Ini maksud ikan sahaja ni. Dan lohe, cara dia ini, umah abu sahaja sendiri yang te, atau lepas sahaja, cara dia ini, so we fast like dia ini. So that means that every pizza, so dia ini is also mean that we cannot stop. We should ask it. And but Erev Shabbos and Erev Shabbos will haskel Shabbos Shabbos. Kirabitz, 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 Halach Kirabitz, Kim Muchabeir, Uvavu Psoche. Also haskel Mitzvah, Vaheta Mapsiki, Yidur Samos, Yibor Paskin Kirabiyud. Omeir Rav Mechil, Yimeir. Pos, yes.
So first off, he says that the reason why we pass in that task all is Mutra and Erev Shabbos is because the Yidur Rav Yosef, Halach Kirabiyud.
Yeah.
And then he says that by Erev Shabbos, so it's also haskel like a
Mitzvah. Because the Ibn Rabbi Yitzi agrees that the Arab Sofim is also Hasbro. Ibn Rabbi Yitzi agrees.
But
there's
nothing
that the Aloha
is like
Judah. Ibn Rabbi Yitzi agrees. But the Aloha is like the building without the Arab Shabbos and Monte. Uvam Sofim also Hasbro, the Misra of Uveta Mapsi, who built the Spik Samos. The Bob has been the Judah. Uvay Rabbi Yechila in a midi-posit Rabbi Yitzi, the Arab Sofim, ויעסוק בעוד מכבוד וחצחיל ומכאן ומכבוד. So since we pass on the means that we can be mafsik, so it's a raya that לחצחיל we don't pass it like Rabbi Yitzi. So לחצחיל על ויצוחים, so in other words, we pass it like Rabbi Yitzi in Apsok evening connection with Al Vipsochim. But לחצחיל we we had chile, the Avi Psochi, so we are not allowed to stop. This is what Rabbi Yechiel says. The eight course of Baha, the Be'er of Shabbos in Yahatsko Eche, we are in Cholomayo. The people Rabbi Yechiel Koma, Elgol Yafsi, Allah Skule. Now that is very strange because the Gemara says the reverse, that Rabbi Yechiel, according to Rabbi Yitzi, so it's muter even to be master at the very outset. Erev Shabbos Arav Yom Tov. So, Balkor Horker Moshe, so you have to explain the Bahar. It doesn't mean Afilu Rabbi Yitzi Likomar, Rabbi Yitzi is the original Shite. It means Balkor Horker Moshe, Lekayim Lot Rabbi Yitzi El Lapsok. Avolul Asli, but Rabbi Yitzi himself held that we are allowed Erev Shabbos and Yom Tov to be master. But we don't pass like Rabbi Yitzi in them. So we pass him that it's also to be master. But if he was master, so he doesn't have to be master. He doesn't have to be master. All right, we'll leave it. I have another share.
So the Arab Sakh Mosul has to discuss with the Hatter, so in the country of Yotzka, who is the leader of the Hatter, that was the Hatter's war against the Hatter. It is the Hatter, not seeking for this much, but not much getting for you there. But that's not like a Yotzka, Yotzka holds the other two.
Of course,
He also doesn't seem to attribute
the year.
Yeah. But, okay, so why isn't there a level of the Yosef negative of the year? We have a cloud, so the Yosef of Judah, a level of the
Food shun are very psachim.
March 4th, Shir Sam.
Is that where we left off? Put on the dowel. I'm not going to much more. What do you leave off? Here?
Yes, we got.
Okay, fine. Now, so we'll go over the Gemara briefly up to the end of Kuvbeis, on the base, till Gufa. And then we'll skip till Kuvzayim on the Gale, the second line from the end of Lom. Some of you for then start reading the Yom of the Seder. Alright, but up to Kuvbeis, on the base, we have to go over the Gemara for the important Yom. And they have a bearing, I mean, on the Seder too, because of Kiddush. Right, now. So, Omar Abhidah Mashmuel. Ein Aloch Eloi Kirabhidah Eloi Kirabhiyis. Elokeris Matum Kati. So there's a machlek between Rabbin and Rabbiyis by every Arab Shabbos and every Arab Yom. So according to Rabbi Yudah, so he has to be Eichir HaShulchot. He has to be Eichir HaShulchot. And the contrary of Yehis is Gimbas with us. So Shmuel says, in Aloch, Eloi Kirabi, the Eloi Kirabi. He doesn't have to be Eichar HaShulcho. Eichar HaShulcho means that he finishes the Suda. I mean, he's not allowed to finish. He just is involved like some Mose. And then he has to start the Suda Shabbos. Start the Suda Shabbos. So, in Eloi Kirabi, Rabi Yehis says, that he can continue with the suit. Elo peris mako umikavish. If it becomes Shabbos and he is in the midst of the suit, all he has to do is take a tablecloth and cover the shulchan, and then be mikavish and continue with the suit. So the Rashbam says there's a machleket between the Rashbam and Tesis. The Rashbam says that actually Shmuel said holds the halacha is like Rabbi Yehis, but he's machmir al rav. You know, just loy kravyud, yomah mafsiki mimash makir shul. The loy kravyis is yomah mitzor mafsiku. El nid miosedos, afiu mishachashir, vivol kol birkas avos, v'hakei meivol et yesheini l'chidishayim. Gitani l'kamo mishmaiti. Elo, this is who says like that. Kabyeis, but it's not like that. Elo peyreis map ala macho ki din kol shab sashono she inviu lechem ala shuch ki in kiddush ki in kon l'kam ka l'kam ima mi mishmisu batu. So in other words, because of the siluk hashuluk, of the siluk hashuluk. Hakei neiver kiddushayei malakeis, v'cheizeh v'eichei u'megim asudos. V'nira v'einai, v'sviru v'shmuel, t'alohe kirabyeis, k'itom v'nitraise shikom alohe kirabyeis, elo shikom hachmir al-atzmi k'sas, shel u'megim asudos, t'akon kirabyeis, so he's allowed to begin the suit. So, and then be mikavish. So, but he's machmir al atzmei. Shall he must go say, be mikavish hakei. Shall he must go say, hakei. Elo, the chumre comes in, be mikavish chilo. Vakei yid mersedos. Vakei yid mersedos. Dimuitei noachem. Shmuel doma kemah. Do preis ikton epeles mafo mikavish. Lui koi avsoek avsoek as achile klau. Elo bo mikavish ato lecho vishab lukat chile maya. In other words, the price says Piris Mako does not have reference to someone who started to eat the Sude Friday afternoon. But it has reference to someone who is going to start the Sude now, Friday night. But the Eichli, the Pas, and all the Eichli are already on the Shulchan. So then he has to be Piris Mako.
tears matter. So, but there is no Madonna who says in respect to one who is engaged in Yisude that it's tears matter. Either one agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that he has to make a Shulchan Ritamre and start a new Yisude, or he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. But there is no third matan. So Mimele, the Rashbam is forced to say that Shmuel actually agrees with Chavis, but he is Machmir Avro. So he would be allowed, in other words, to begin with the suit. But he makes a chumre to be paid as Mapo Mikadesh. So what kind of a chumre is it? That now, so this is a symbolic akirasaki. Paid as Mapo. In other words, if the halacha had been like, if he had held that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, so then he would have to be like a shulchan aruch, not just to make it symbolic, akiras hashul. But he holds that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, so he's allowed to continue the suit and then make kiddush after he finishes the suit. But he's machmir al atzmei to make a symbolic akiras hashulchan. So what is the, how does the symbolic akiras shulchan manifest itself? By covering all the ichrim on the table and making kiddush, and then uncover. So that's a symbolic akiras shulchan. But that's only mitiras chumre. So why is that sufficient? The symbolic akiras shulchan sufficient? Because he passes. Meaning he passes like Rabbi Yehuda. So it's because chumre. So it's symbolic akira shulchan. That's the Rashbam. But this is it. But here is Mapo Mekadosh. Pirish Rabbi Rashbam, the Yisrael and Shmuel, the Aloche Rabbi Yehuda. Elo Shebo Lahach Mi Alvo Shalom Mit Mi Asude Kirim Kiddus. Die mit dem Woche Shmuel Doma Kima, die Preise Tore Pirish Mapo Mekadosh, with my Mapsor Kibachile. Elo Bol Haste. That is reference to someone who is starting the Sudeh Fahrenheit. So the halacha is that if the food is already on the table, so he has to put a mapo on them and make kiddush and then uncover the food. Everything. So it's not because of something peculiar to one who was engaged in the Sudeh that started flying the food. So the thing is time. Der Chachomi, der Ochi Isse der Roshaun, Rabbi Yerushim Shmuel, Zudi und Rabbi Yerushim, Rabbi Yerushim, aber Chachomi lehnen, das ist der Chachomi, Peiris Mabo Mekadish, wie Zorach und Dag, wie Kiman Halloch, der Abba kam doch Rabbi Yerushim, wie Allah Mekadish, und wie Mishe Yitzir, was Allah Mekadish, und Rabbi Shmuel. So even though Shmuel says, hey, Allah, Allah, but like Chachomi, but Rabbi Yerushim says, Allah Mekadish, so then he doesn't even have to be paid as much in cash. If he had a mishnah, he would have been. The Rav Nami is over the Kamu, he should have become a Shabbos for the Nav. So the Shaili is, how do we pass like Shmuel or we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. The Abu Dhabi shall say to me, Holach HaRaam Eikil, and Rabbi Yehuda is the Meikil. So the Mele, we should say that Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda, and that the Bishovi, he don't have the time to say that he's all right. But here the Chachomi Machili, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. So the Mele, so the Shaila is, how do we pass, whether we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda, or that means like Rabbi Yehuda, So we pass like the Chachomi, or the Teitzre, so it's the Chachomi. Shmuel passes like the Chachomi. In other words, so Teitzre Shita is that Shmuel is as big as Mapo Mekadesh. So it is. So it's a third Shita. It's not Rabbi Yehuda. It's a third Shita. It's the Chachomi. And the Chachomi say, Lidabe, Hisre, Mibedye. So he's not mechuyev to be ikas ha-shulchan. He's not mechuyev to be ikas ha-shulchan. And he's not
and he's not allowed to be Dinos and Dosei, but Piris Mapu Matash. Now, the Rashbam, so the Rashbam Shita is that Shmuel agrees with Rabbi Dine, with Rabbi Yitz, but with Zat Chumre, so that word, so he's allowed to be given a Sudet, but with Zat Chumre, Hoi Machmer Al Atzmei, so Piris Mapu Al Machel. So you see, so the Rashbam has two shades. I want to go over the tastes before. I discussed with Rashbam. But Rashbam mentioned that it's Uyamachra Latme in Paschal for Tabesi. So he has two shades. Elopir is Mapo Alamachal. Kidin, Kol Shabos is Hashon. Mishin Biu Lechem Alashulcho. Kidim Kidush. Kidon Yotamo. In Adam Shimsil Patir. Because of Silkashul. So he has two shades. Now these two shemes are very important. You see, because you see among the base that the Rashbam mentions from the Shulchan that every time we sit down Friday night for the Suda Shabbos, so lechatchile we should not put the any food on the table. So lechatchile, if it's possible, if it doesn't involve any hardship whatsoever, no tirche whatsoever. So then, the proper way to do it is not to bring any food to the table until after Kiddush. So all the food should be placed. True, there is a mitzvah of Yishulchan Aruchim B'Gayim. So Tosfos explains that. What does it mean, Shulchan Aruchim B'Gayim? In other words, it should be put on another table, not on the table at which he's going to make Kiddush. So everything should be set, Mibedei, but no food should be placed lechatchile on the table on which he's making Kiddush and on which he is. Because that's the Kovet Shabbos. In other words, to make Kiddush and to be machnis the Kedushas Hayei, and then to bring the food to the table. But suppose the food was put on the table, or it involves a hardship, a tirche, if we'll have to bring all the food after Kiddush, so then it's all right lechatchile to bring the food on the table and to cover it with a tablecloth, with napkins, with a tablecloth, not just the challah, but everything. Let's say if you have fish, if you have sugar, whatever you have, whatever food you have, so it has to be covered. And make Kiddush. And then after Kiddush, to uncover it. So then, if you cover it, so in other words, why is it so? Because the mitzvah is to bring the food to the table after Kiddush. So first you machnis the Shabbos for Kiddush, Yamikavich, and then you bring the Shulchan. But if the Shulchan was already, if the food was already put on the Shulchan, so then by covering it and then uncovering it, so it's considered as if you brought the food after the Kiddush. So what's the purpose of covering it and then uncovering it? In order that it should appear that the food was brought on the table. The food was brought on the table after Kiddush. So if you cover it, and then you uncover it, so then it's considered as if all the food had been placed on the table after this. So Rashi, the Rashbam, so that's a din, that's the Shulta Shit. That's the Shulta Shit. And then, but then the Rashbam on the base mentions a different Lashon. That's not in line with the Shulta Shit. So he said, he mentions a different Lashon. I just want to point it out, but we'll go over it at length when we reach it. Now, because of the man, he mentions a different version. No, the Tesfos. So then Tesfos mentions a second version that's not in line with the sheet of the Shulchan. V'yish before Ezechal leman, shelo yir b'shabos yom tevi, v'yotal milmailo umilmato, v'amon bitayim. So in other words, the whole aloche, she'yivir zatsulcho, and if he did bring, so he doesn't have to take it off. All he has to do is to cover it. It's because of the man. So there is a big enough limit between the Shulchan
in the second pshat in Tesis. There is a big after me. Because according to Shulchan Pshat, so it's a Kovet Shabbos. It's a Kovet Shabbos. It's a Kovet Shabbos to be Mikadosh first and then bring, and then set the Shulchan on which is. There's a Kovet Shabbos. First, after you are Mikadosh Shabbos, so you say the Kiddush, then to bring everything on the table. So why do we have to cover it? In order that it should appear that all the food was placed on the table after the Kiddush, even though actually not. So then, according to the Shilta Shite, you have to cover everything. Everything, not after Pas, not after the Chalas. Everything, you have fish on the table, you have to cover the fish. Whatever you have, whatever food you have on the table has to be covered. Mashiach can call me a second shot. That the whole business, why you bring a shulchan to kiddush, because zecher the man, that applies only to pass. That applies only to pass. But it doesn't apply, let's say, if you have fish on the table. So you don't have to cover it. There's nothing in it. There's nothing in it between the shultes shite and the second washing in tesis. And then there's another nothing in it. You see, the shultes shite applies only to Friday night, because then you bring in the Shabbos begins. So with the Shabbat, with the Kiddush, you are machlis, you introduce the Shabbos. That doesn't mean you introduce the Shabbos, that without Kiddush the Tush Hashayim doesn't begin. The Tush Hashayim begins even without Kiddush, but you are mechuyev to introduce the Shabbos, to be mekadosh the Shabbos. So according to the Shultes Tam, applies only to the Sudeh of Leil Shabbos, but it doesn't apply to the Sudeh of Shabbos morning. Masha'in came, the second washing in Tesis, because of Zichar Leman, so it doesn't make any difference Friday night, or Shabbos morning, or even Shabbos Shuris. So, on one hand, it's limited only to pass, you don't have to cover anything else, from the point of view of the second washing in Tesis, but then it applies not only to the Sudas for the Shabbos, and it applies also to the other Sudas. So in Mele, of course, most Rishonim agree with the Shiltas of Shabbos. Most Rishonim. So that means that in the Friday night Sudeh you have to cover everything. Everything. Not just the challah, but everything. And then uncover. But the other Sudehs, Shabbos morning or Shabbos Shudehs, so you have to cover, the pas you have to cover. The pas you have to cover. Not afke. Suppose you make a meitzi and two challahs, but there are three more challahs on the table. So you have to cover all the challahs, because it's a challah man, so it doesn't make any difference whether it's the pass on which you make the leitzi or any other pass. But only the pass, not let's say fish or anything, any other food. You don't have to cover. All right, so now, the Rashbam shita is like the shilkas. The Rashbam shita is like the shilkas. So that means that you have to prepare this mapa l'machol every Friday night, in order to introduce first the Shabbos to make Kiddush first, and then to set a table on which you eat. So Meile, the Rashbam says that Shmuel actually agrees with Rabbi Yitz, but he's machir al atzme. So that was according to the first Loshon of the Tam. So then actually when when the Rashbam says Shepol Hachmir al Atznei, so what kind of a chumrei is it? So that's in line with the second Loshon Rashbam. He says Alopiris Ma'pal Amachal Kibikol Shavchis Hashonot Sheiviu Lechem al Ashulchan Kiim Kiddush Kitoni Lekamon. So that means according to that Loshon there is no chumrei al Atznei according to that Loshon. That's also in line with the general halacha, that every Friday night, even when you didn't start the Sudeh Friday afternoon, even if when you just start the Sudeh, so you have to prepare a smapo and Kiddush. Masha'ikei, the second Loshon says, Inam Mishmsuik Pature, so that means that's a Chumrah L'Atzmei. So the Peres Mapo, according to the first Loshon Rashbam, so the Peres Mapo is not in line with the Chumrah L'Atzmei. The Kiddush is in line with the Chumrah L'Atzmei, but not the Peres Mapo. The Peres Mapo, according to the first Loshon Rashbam, that's in line with the general Aloha, to every Sudeh Shabbos. So b'shas kiddush, so there shouldn't be any food on the table. So the chum al atzmi would only be in connection with the kiddush, because actually, not for this chumre, he could continue with the sudeh and bench and then make kiddush. But because of chum al atzmi, he has to make kiddush right now. But the Pirus Mako, that's not because of the chum al atzmi. That's not because of the chum al atzmi. That's because of the general din. Mashenki, the second version, inami mishum simut patur, mishum simut ashuchol. So in other words, not because. So here there is a special aloha of Pirus Mako. Here there is a special aloha of Pirus Mako. Not because of the general din. Not because of the general din. Even if we'll say, like the second Goshen cases, the Rashbam happens to agree with the Shulchan. But suppose the Rashbam would agree with the second Goshen cases, that the reason is why generally he has to prepare his mapo is because of Zichar Oman. So that means generally on Friday night when you start the Sudet, at night, so then you only have to cover the pass, you don't have to cover every Echel. Mashiach can hear, even if the Rashbam would agree with the Shulchan. Second Goshen case, but in this case where the Sudeh started Friday afternoon, so then he's Machmir al Atzmei. So in other words, to make his symbolic Akiras HaShulchan. So how will he realize a symbolic Akiras HaShulchan? By covering all the food. And then he makes Kiddush. And then he uncovers, so he thereby realizes a symbolic Akiras HaShulchan. But of course, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it will be not. All right, Amy, the Omar of Tahlit with Barabdine, Omar Shmuel, Kishen Shem Apsikin with Kirush, Kach Mapsikin with Abdo, Ma Mapsikin with Abla Akira Shulchan. So an extra Akira Shulchan has to take place. What is an extra Akira Shulchan means? To take off all the food, and to bench, and then start a new Sudeh. Make Kiddush and start a new Sudeh. So how can Shmuel say that that Pirus Mako Mekadesh. We see that he says Kishem Shemafsik Lo Yikidu, so he passes like a Jew. Ma Mafsik Lo Yikidu Shuf. Lo Yikidu Ma. Lo Yikidu Ma. Now this Loshin. Yeah, alright. Lo Yikidu Ma. Alright. Now, so here, that's also called Mafsik. Because in this case, everybody, all the Shem will agree that the reason as to why here is Peretz Mako. Now, let's say, according to the second Goshen thesis, that the reason as to why generally has to be Peretz Mako is because of Zeich Aleman. So, Mele, that means that he only has to cover the pass, he doesn't have to cover the whole damn food. So, that's in regard to his Sudeh that is Maschil and Shabbos. Mashaiki in regard to his Sudeh that he started Friday afternoon, and then it's Chum Hayei, it's Kiddush Hayei. So there, all the Rishayim will agree that the Pirus Mapo doesn't mean only Pirus Mapo on the pass, but their Pirus Mapo has to be on all the food. So, and let's say, so why does it have to be Pirus Mapo? Because here, let's say, according to Tesfes, the Tesfah says that Shmuel passes like a Chachomim, so it's a third cheek of Tanoim. So what's the purpose of Peres Mapo? In order, because Peres Mapo constitutes a symbolic acquisition. So in other words, according to Tesfah, there are 3 days in Tanoim. So the day of Rabbi Yehuda is that he has to realize an actual Akiras HaShulchan, not just a symbolic. According to Rabbi Yehuda, so he doesn't have to make any Akiras HaShulchan. He just gave us a dose. And he continues eating. But, and then according to Chachomi, so an actual gave us a dose he cannot be, but an actual Akiras HaShulchan is not required to make. And what does he have to make? A symbolic Akiras HaShulchan. So how is the symbolic Akiras HaShulchan realized? By covering all the food and making Kiddush, and then I'm caught. All right. So that's why my mafsikin lav lakiras shulchan lo yimapo. So why does Shmuel call it mafsikin? The answer is because the purpose of the mafsikin is The purpose of the mafsikin is to make a symbolic akira shulchan. The symbolic akira shulchan is called hefsek. The rabbi, by kach mafsikin la'adolim b'misud b'shat v'laylo mafsikin was mavdil. Now, kashbam mafsik la'adolim b'misud b'shat v'laylo mafsikin achilot was mavdil. מה לא מכיר את השולחון? ובדיקום הקשיב להפסיק עם מכלל בריסה בלמאפ. There has to be an actual עקיר השולחון. So you must have to learn about a symbolic עקיר השולחון is not a competition. רבי ברבונה היא כלל לבירש גנוס אייסיו תחה כמה. So they both passed before. פורס מפו בקידיש. פורס מפו בקידיש. נאו מסיד הרשבא. פורס מפו בקידיש. רבי ברבונה היא כלל לבירש גנוס אייסיו תחה כמה. פורס מפה וקידיש, תאי נמוך, ולגעסינו משום, אל אורי געסינו, אי מבין, ואורי פירוש, רבי ברי חונאי איקלו לדדש גולוסי, ולא יאיך לכדיב חשב, ולאחר שיוצא ביס הכנסת, הרשך, אסי תחל כמה, אי בי יספס, יספס על השוחות, משום ועיסב, קידם קידיש, פירס מפה עליכם, והקי קידש, לפי שברציני, להויו מבין, אז עליכם על השוחות, because lechatchil it's not a proper thing to bring the lechem al hashulchan. It's not that lechem here. It means any food. Can time will come in, we pick a poras mapa al lechem. Why they gain silk shul? So that means it's a symbolic akiras hashul. Uchmi shenidei. It's not what it's, if you cover it, and you make kiddush, and then you uncover it, so it's like placing it in you, like placing all the food in you. So American Jews, they don't comply with this thing where it's a thing. But where did they adapt this kind of concept of making a symbolic akire and then symbolically to place it in you? So they adapted it, so in regard to Kiddush, world, Pidin, it's obligatory, they don't do it. So you'll see, I mean, in all the homes, so you'll see when they make Kiddush, so they pass the two chalas on which the balabais makes Kiddush, so that's covered. But all the other food are not covered. But according to most Rishonim, so you have to cover all the food. Not after the chalas on which you make Kiddush. But they did adopt this symbolic akire, this concept of a symbolic akire, in respect to an unveiling. I don't know whether you know the universal American practice. So an unveiling is very important. So this the monument, the stone set up months before the unveiling, and then they put a certain cover, a certain case on it, and then the rabbi makes a speech, and after that they uncover it. So they adopted this concept, you know, the symbolic akire. So in regard to an unveiling, but in regard to Kiddush, where it has to be practiced, they didn't. They don't carry it out. But that's a din. That's not just a minute. That's a din according to most Hashem. So, lifticho, poras mapa al lachem, vahane kein silik shulcham, uchemi sheni bein, virayli dovo shachin eksi, itonem asbisim, mozbulo kisri shei, vahakeli biru ponov hirokeis, vichazeres, mitabu vichazeres, michu.